Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. I also hope you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my special guest is psychic dating expert Manny Carter. He is a psychic and dating expert who understands how relationship worries can take a toll on the mind, body, and spirit. Manny helps give the kind of advice and balance that one needs in order to make the decisions that are ultimately going to put you ahead in your love life. His gift is to uplift and empower and to give them the clarity that they need in order to make the right decisions. If you are distressed by your relationship, need some guidance and clarification on certain things you're dealing with, Manny has the natural ability to shed light on things that you may otherwise find hard to see. His psychic bloodline runs back 4 generations. He is the real deal. He uses his gift to help guide others to find contentment through psychic advisory and spiritual healing. His expertise is in dating, relationships, paranormal, and tarot card readings. Manny has spoken with thousands of clients with varying relationship challenges and provides insight that shifts the perspective of the client so they can get a positive perspective in resolving their issues. Now, I have to say, I'm on pins and needles because Manny has not called into the studio yet. I did talk to him yesterday to confirm, and I just left him a voicemail a couple of minutes ago. So in the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about some of our upcoming shows, and hopefully he will call in. If he does not call in within a couple of minutes, we're going to have to reschedule the episode, unfortunately. But let's think positive. So anyhow, what's coming up? Lots of good shows. I have, I have Ada Marie, who is the Golden Oracle. She is a seer who has actually saw the Berlin Wall come down before its time. She saw the Twin Towers come down before that happened. She's a remarkable healer, and her gifts go back many generations as well. I have a psychic medium by the name of Corby Mitlide on March 17th. Oh, and by the way, Ada Marie is on next Friday, March 11th. Corby Mitlide does remarkable readings as well. I have a visionary mystic by the name of Athena Starr, who's a regular on my show. All of these folks that I'm telling you about now are regulars. She's going to be on the show on March 18th. And then Valerie Sargent, I'm trying to recall. She's on March 25th. I believe she is an angel card reader. She certainly is a spiritually gifted person who's done great work on my show. And I'm embarrassed, Valerie, to remember all of your gifts. But I do remember they are extensive. On April 1st, I have Danyan, who is an amazingly popular psychic. He's going to be on the show. Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who does past life regressions, is going to be on the show on April 8th. Mary Blake, who's an internationally renowned psychic, is going to be on April 14th. And another international psychic by the name of Leo Bonomo is going to be on April 17th. But that show will be at 7 p.m. So those are some of my upcoming shows. And I'm just going to check out this one caller that I haven't spoken to. It doesn't look like the right number for Manny, but let me check. Hello, area code 817. What's your name, please?
Hi. Good afternoon or good evening. My name is Felix. Thank you very much, David, for accepting my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Felix. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I just kind of called in the show and see what can you see actually, any prediction and relationship I'm having going through a difficult time in relationship between my ex and my daughter, trying to interferences with between my relationship with, between my daughter and I. So I just want to call the show and just listen to the host.
Well, I am not the psychic. I am the host of the show. And what I'm going to do now, Felix, is I'm going to try calling him again. I got his voicemail before. Would you just maybe talk for 30 seconds or so while
I make the call to him? Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to be off the air for just a minute, meaning I won't be talking. Okay, thank you very much. Felix, thank you so much for talking. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you folks, but I'm not able to get in touch with Manny. And the only thing that I can think of would be to reschedule him. I am booked up until May, so I'm going to give him one more opportunity. And I will reschedule him for the month of May. And what you can do to check out my upcoming shows, they're always posted
right.
At least 2 weeks in advance. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and that will bring up the upcoming shows. Felix, thank you for calling in tonight. I'm sorry that Manny isn't available to help you address your issues. He's a very talented person, and it's unlike him to not call in. I'm wondering if he got mixed up about the time zones because he's in California. But at any rate, I'm not a psychic, so I can't help you out with your situation. But I wish you the best with it, and I really appreciate you taking the time to just hold down the studio space for me.
Thank you, David, for the call. I really appreciate it. I'm going to I receive a email from you, so I'm going to keep a lookout for that email in the next couple of days, in the next coming event. I appreciate, again, taking my call, and God bless you.
God bless you. Now, I'm going to check out one more phone number just to see if this is Manny. It doesn't look like the right area code, so hang in there, Felix, just in case.
Sure,
I'm putting you on hold. I'm trying to reach area code 210, but the studio is responding slowly, so hang in there for a moment. You're not going to be able to hear anything for a minute, area code 210. I'm going to try something else to reach you. And thank you for all of your patience, Annette and Jennifer. Yes, area code 210. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm sorry? I didn't get your name.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris. Thanks for calling in. Chris, unfortunately, my guest has not arrived in the studio yet tonight. I was explaining to the other callers on the line that I'm going to have to reschedule him. It's 11 minutes into the show, so apparently there's been something that's come up for him. So thank you for calling in, and you can check back at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, for my upcoming shows. I have several psychic people coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks. Okay, folks, once again we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. God bless you, Felix, Annette, and Jennifer, and Chris.